The Juno Assembly has some big financial decisions to make in the coming months. That's because the city faces a multi-million dollar budget hole that could result in cutting some city services in order to stay afloat. And along with figuring out how to balance the city's budget, the Juno Assembly will need to decide in the coming months about whether a temporary tax and two bond debt proposals will appear on October's municipal ballot.
I think at the end of the day, why we put things on ballots are to give voters the choice. If they don't want to fund these things, then they won't. We don't lose anything because of that.
That's Christine Wall, an assembly member and finance committee chair. At a finance committee meeting Wednesday night, the Juno Assembly discussed whether to ask voters to renew a 3% temporary tax currently in place, along with putting two bond packages on the ballot to fund critical repairs and upgrades to Juno schools and the city's water and sewer systems, which proponents say are sorely needed. Juno currently charges 5% in local sales taxes. That's made up of both permanent and temporary taxes. Of that 5%, 3% of it is a temporary tax, which Juno has had in place for decades. Voters approved extending it for 5 years in 2021, and it expires in mid-2027. The money collected from that 3% tax currently goes towards numerous city services, like police and fire, street maintenance and snow removal, and general government operations. City Finance Director Angie Flick says the money is fairly flexible.
Really, your roads, drainage, retainage walls, sidewalks, stairs, and we've been doing some utility work in that realm as well.
At the meeting on Wednesday, some assembly members were hesitant about whether to put the question on the ballot. That's because tax questions dominated last fall's election and because the city is in a time of budget uncertainty. When it comes to bonds, in 2024, Juno voters approved adding nearly $23 million to the city's debt for public health and safety improvements. But last year, the assembly narrowly voted against putting the school and water and sewer system bonds on the 2025 ballot because of how crowded the ballot was already. Assemblymember Paul Kelly said he is still undecided if he wants to put them on this year's ballot, but he's interested in at least one.
I'm interested for sure in the general obligation bond for schools.
Despite the initial discussions, the temporary tax and bond packages still need to go through a few committees before the assembly votes on whether to put them on the ballot. This year's municipal election is on October 6th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.